you've done your best. Sure. Okay, bye for now.
Any luck?
Not much so far.
Yeah, well, it is the weekend.
Mm. She's got one or two ideas from Eleanor at Jack's Day Centre, but that's about it.
Oh, can I have this tin of treacle pud? I want some emergency supplies for uni.
Oh, check the use-by date.
Oh.
I hope you're not going to turn to comfort eating at university.
It'll be you doing that.
Oh.
Oh, Mum, September 02.
And you will pop over and say goodbye to Gran and Jack, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Only ring first. Casey's having a bad day.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and don't say anything about us looking for a carer.
Is this all behind Gran's back, then?
Well, it has to be for now. She'll see it's for the best eventually. Things can't go on as they are.
OK, I'll keep quiet.
I thought you were off to Abby's christening, Jenny.
Well, not for half an hour. Oh, wish I could stay and help with your packing, darling.
I don't need you, Mum.
Oh, thanks very much.
You know what I mean.
What time are you setting off for Southampton, Alice?
I'm picking Chris up at 2.
Oh, good.
Do you think my cream suit's too OTT for the service?
Mm, yeah. You look nice in your blue wraparound.
Oh, yes.
Oh, can I have these biscuits?
Of course, darling.
Cool. OK, back to the packing.
Is coffee hot?
Should be.
Hope Master Carter doesn't distract her while she's driving.
Oh, don't.
Thought I'd take Rory into town this morning.
What on earth for?
Well, I spent a bit of time with him. Look round the shops.
Quite the new man these days. And what about spending time with Alice before she goes?
Well, if she doesn't want you under her feet, she certainly won't want me.
Well, make sure you're back in time for lunch. It's the last one as a family.
What do you take me for? Will Adam and Ian be joining us?
No. They've said their goodbyes to Alice. Adam's working through.
Oh, I suppose he wants to get a good start on the week this week.
Yeah. Relieved, actually. I'm finding it intensely difficult keeping up this deceit.
It's not easy for me either. But I can't divulge confidential information.
Oh, change the record. It's a total betrayal, you covering up for Matt.
Look, I've tried getting hold of him.
Lillian says he's playing golf all weekend.
No, it's not that. He's avoiding me.
Well, perhaps his conscience has got the better of him.
Jenny, I doubt Matt feels at all concerned about what might happen to Ambridge Heat and Power.
Whoa! What are you doing with them bottles, Phoebes?
Taking them to the living room.
No, leave them in the fridge till we get back from church.
Well, Auntie Brenda told me to take everything through for the party.
Look, no one appreciates warm white wine, believe me.
Okay.
Here's the star attraction.
Oh, at last!
Here we are. Say hello to Daddy.
Oh, she looks so cute.
Oh, Hayley.
I know. Her arms have got a bit plumper since we first tried the dress on her.
Yes.
Well, it's not too tight, is it?
Another week and it might have been. She's having a real growth spurt.
Mm. Remember how tiny and fragile she was?
Oh, like glass.
I used to think when she was in that incubator...
That's all behind us now.
Yeah. Our little angel. Right, you call Grandad.
Okay.
Then we'll be off.
Mm. Come on, Abby. Let's get you to the church on time.
The university are ready to release the soldiers' bones.
Oh, good.
Poor Matt rang to tell me. I've been meaning to call Nigel, but got so much on my plate at the moment.
No, that's okay. He wants to have him buried at Loxley Barrett Church.
Oh, I think that's a beautiful idea.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Hi.
Oh, you both look bellissima.
Oh, still flaunting your Italian.
Too right.
Well, I wasn't sure if the hat was too much.
No, not at all. Look, got to get my frock on now. See you later.
Bye. Bye. Will's keeping his distance.
Yes.
Glad he's got Clary to talk to. He's sticking to her like glue.
Brian misses him terribly at work.
It's such a shame he felt he couldn't stay in the village.
Yes, it must have taken guts to come back.
Everyone's staring, Mum.
Well, that's only because they ain't seen you for a while. The novelty'll soon wear off.
I wish I hadn't come.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, no, there's Susan.
Yeah, well, her and Neil's bound to be here, love, aren't they? They're Mike's best friends.
Emma must be working in the shop, then.
Yeah. I suspect she is.
sweetie pie.
Don't you look gorgeous, Phoebe?
Thanks. Can I sit next to you in church?
Oh, of course. That is all right, Roy.
Hey?
Phoebe and I can sit together.
Yeah, of course. Next to Dad.
Oh, let's have a look at Abby Haley.
Here she is.
Oh. Hello, you, my little goddaughter.
Thought we were going to be late.
Where's Brenda?
Oh, a parking.
Oh, she's such a good baby.
She can be. I just hope she doesn't freak when she's sloshed with holy water.
Well, she loves a bath.
Yeah, but this will be cold.
I'm sure Alan will be very gentle.
Now, remember, we're all at the front to start with.
Yes, till all things bright and beautiful, and then we go to the font.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, will you excuse me? I just want a word with Nigel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can only stay for a short time at the buffet afterwards.
Oh, it's okay. We know Alice is going today. Mm.
Can I come and wave her goodbye?
Well, if Daddy doesn't mind, I can bring her home later.
Yeah, fine. Tell Alice good luck from us. We'll miss her at Grey Gables.
Big day, eh? Last baby leaving the nest.
Yes. And it all happens before you know it. Oh, come on, I'll take a photo of the four of you.
Oh, right.
Have we time?
Oh, stop worrying, Roy, get in here. Come on, Fitz.
Okay.
That's better. Here we go. Cheese. There. Oh, lovely.
Oh, look, just excuse me a minute.
Roy, where are you going?
Oh, look, it's Roy coming over.
I will. You all right?
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Clary?
Hello, love.
Look, mate. Thanks for coming, eh? It means a lot to me and Hayley.
Nah. You know I'd never have missed this.
You come on in with us. I reckon we're about ready.
And I'll baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Abigail Elizabeth is washed free of sin and raised to a new life with Christ. Let's move to the front. We'll light the candle. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God. We welcome Abigail into the church.
Thanks for the cross and chain, Elizabeth. It's beautiful. She'll love it when she grows up.
Oh, I like the detail. Oh, she's a lovely armful.
Oh, no.
Makes me feel quite broody.
Roy did invite Mum and Jack, but they couldn't come.
Oh, it's a pity. I think Peggy would have loved the service. Oh,
things are, well, not too good at the moment.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
We're looking for a part-time carer.
Oh, that sounds an excellent idea.
Only, well, we've not said anything to Mum yet. Not until we've got more information.
No, I understand, yes. Have you rung the Laurels? Because they might be worth a try. Oh. They've got loads of good contacts.
That's a beautiful cake Ian's made. Look at all them rosebuds. Such a shame Betty ain't here to see it.
Look, how long do we have to stay? I want to see George.
It's all right with your dad and Jack.
I feel like a freak show.
Oh, don't be silly.
I couldn't have got through this morning without you, Mum. Thanks.
Yeah. Shall I fetch you another bridge roll?
No, Ta. Here, he ain't going to be at Keepers, is he?
No, no, love. Now, Edward's spending the day with Jazza, and then later he's, well...
Yeah, with Emma. Don't worry. It's not like he's not going to see her on his birthday, is it?
No.
Got a card from Nick yesterday.
Oh?
She suggested we meet up if ever I'm back in Ambridge.
Did she?
Well, I sent her a text. It's not a good idea.
Look, it were me passed on your address. She rang, you see. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're all right. Well, she can't make things more difficult than they already are.
Little Abby. She was so good during the service.
Yeah.
Well, the water's always a bit of a nasty surprise.
Roy, the envelope?
Oh, yeah. a donation for the church.
Oh, thanks. No, it's not compulsory.
No, we wanted to.
It was a lovely ceremony. It's really special.
Yeah. Well, I can't say it won't come in handy. Oh, look, do excuse me. I want a word with Neil about this bell simulator. I just spotted him. Take the money and run, eh?
You bit your hand off there.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, Will.
I'll get off now.
Oh, right. Well, Tara, ever so much for coming over.
And thank you for the photo frame.
Well, Mum chose it, actually.
I'll see you.
Yeah, and make it soon, eh?
Well, he was a little ray of sunshine, wasn't he?
Be fair, love. At least he came and did the business. Can't have been easy.
No, I know.
He's still a long way from being the old Will.
Can you see out of the back, Alice?
Oh, I could before Mum gave me that enormous box.
Oh, don't open it till your birthday tomorrow.
I promise. I'll rearrange the car at Christmas.
Oh, heavens. Oh, I nearly forgot. Here.
What's this?
There's a few funds for Freshers Week.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Now, drive safely.
Oh, bye, darling.
Oh,
bye.
Don't start all that kissing again, for heaven's sake. We'll be here till tea time.
Bye, Phoebe. Bye, Rory. Be good.
Bye, Alice.
Wave, Rory.
Bye. Ring me tonight. Bye. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about last year, how awful it was when she left for the airport. We've come a long way.
Well, don't be too pleased with yourself. You didn't learn from it, if you're not going to be honest with Adam and Debbie.
Shh, Jenny. Come on, little fella. Let's go on inside.
All right. Oh. Granny?
Oh, Phoebe. Can I have a big hug, please?
There you are. Did you fix her eye?
Yep, all done. It was a grass seed stuck in the cornea.
Sorry to leave you to it.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I'd come through and look at this bunch. They look in excellent condition.
Yeah, they've all carved easily in the past. That's why I selected them.
Well, I'm sure they'll do fine in the orchard. Be less stressful for them.
This one, she's one of me best. Aren't you, girl?
Oh, I thought I saw your car.
Hi.
It's not that time already, is it?
No, don't worry. Bert's taken over. I just want to do half an hour in the office before lunch.
That's a relief. I haven't even thought about food.
We got the spud harvester in this week.
So I gather.
And got a load of phone calls to make. You've remembered I'm out tonight.
Yeah, and a few meeting.
All right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Of course you are. The meeting at the Black Dragon.
Yep. And with Tony as designated driver, I'm in for a grand evening.
Well, I'm in Borchester myself tonight. I might see you in there.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, and while I remember, a message from Shula.
Oh, yeah?
No, for Ruth. Oh. She's got a really heavy week, so could you possibly make Jill's birthday cake?
Oh.
Well, that's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, Friday. Is that okay?
Well, I'll do me best, but I can't promise great things.
Oh, don't worry, love. No one will expect you to.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, cheers, Ruth. I'll tell her. Right, I'd better get back. We've got the farrier coming.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Ruth, did Shula tell you about Elizabeth at the christening?
No, what?
She thought that Abby was named Abigail Elizabeth after her.
Surely that was after Betty, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Only Elizabeth thought it was all for her. Luckily, Shula put her right before she made a complete idiot of herself.
Typical Elizabeth. Being godmother just isn't enough for her, is it?
Mind, Alistair. I need the anvil for this.
Oh, sorry. Did Shula show you Maxwell?
Yeah, he's a big un. Me and Ronnie see loads of overweight horses nowadays.
Oh, tell me about it.
I told her I can fit him with plastic shoes if the owner agrees.
Oh, I'm sure she'll ask.
Sorry I was a bit late, by the way.
Were you?
I said I'd be here early.
Oh.
I'm knackered. I missed the first train back.
From?
Southampton.
Ah, Alice.
Yeah, I drove down with her yesterday.
It's going to be hard keeping things going with her now, isn't it?
Nah. We'll keep things right, no worries.
Oh, I had a long-distance girlfriend when I was training. Cindy. It can be tricky.
We'll sort it.
Well, at least you're confident.
I am. I'm going down to see her in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, good luck. Still, suppose you two have got a lot in common with the horses.
Not only the horses.
Oh, spare my blushes, please. Hey, she did well at the team chase last week, eh?
Yeah, she's a brilliant rider. Loads better than the others in the team.
Oh, so you think so, do you?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean... Can I get to the bucket?
Oh, yeah.
Ta.
She may be the youngest.
And the fittest.
But she's not the most experienced.
She's hardcore, though. Some of those jumps on the course are massive.
Yeah, weren't they? Oh, I hope she'll still want to come back for the go-getters next season.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, she may have too much going on in her new life at uni.
She wouldn't desert the team.
Shula doesn't want to lose her.
Nah. Oh, do me a favour, Asa. Reach me a handful of nails from the box. My head's all over the place this morning.
That's love for you. Makes you forget everything. Still, at least you're doing a good job with that shoe.
David! Before you disappear!
Yeah, what?
Phillips have just rung. They'll be here Wednesday morning to lay down the sleeper.
Oh, good. What time?
First thing they said.
All right, okay. Is that it?
No. Look, we really need to talk about Ed and Emma. Whether we want them in Rickyard.
Oh, yeah. We've been putting off that one, haven't we?
I feel embarrassed taking so long.